This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, the next episode I'd like to talk about is Crime-Free Mayberry. By the way, before I get into this episode, I want to again remind you, I've had some people asking about what's the other podcast on Mayberry. The only other one I know about is done by Alan Newsom, and it's called Two Chairs, No Waiting. And what he does in his podcast is he interviews people. He's actually interviewed characters on the show, and he also interviews some artists who portray those characters. And again, like David Browning, who goes around doing the Mayberry Deputy. So I think you'd really get a kick out of listening to that. And I know a lot of his listeners come over and listen to Burke on Mayberry. So take a listen for that. And you can simply type in Two Chairs, No Waiting, and you'll find it. And you can also go to Mayberry.com and find that. But let's get back to our episode of Crime-Free Mayberry. It aired on November the 20th, 1961. It was written by Paul Henning and director Bob Sweeney. Does the name Paul Henning ring a bell to anybody? If you watch the Beverly Hillbillies, you'll remember the name in the credits because he was the creator of the Beverly Hillbillies. Now, this was the only episode written by Paul Henning. Isn't that a juicy bit of information? Well, in this Crime-Free Mayberry episode, it opens up, and again, I love the way the Andy Griffith Show just does different things, and this episode opens up with Andy playing a guitar and singing to Otis, and he's singing the song John Henry. And, you know, if you're from the South, you've heard a lot of these songs. If you hadn't, you can still enjoy these songs. But again, it just opens right up, and Andy's singing to Otis, and Otis is just absolutely loving it up. Well, in a few minutes, Barney comes busting in, and he sort of talks mean to Otis, and, you know, he's in a bad mood. After Otis releases himself, and again, Otis reaches through the jail cell bars and grabs the key and lets himself out. And he's saying, Barney, a little bit rough on Otis there, aren't you? And Barney says, I'm just you're playing a hick song. I'm in a hick town, and I'm a hick deputy in a hick jail. And Andy said, what's wrong, Barney? And basically, it's all about Barney is found out about another jail that has all these things. You know, many episodes Barney talks about getting a crime lab and all of these things that would never be of much use in Mayberry, particularly in what's going to happen in this episode. But, you know, he just gets upset. Feels like he's behind the times. Well, in a few minutes, in comes Mayor Pike, and he's got a special FBI agent by the name of Fred Jenkins who comes in, and he tells Barney and Andy that they've just won an award for having the lowest crime rate in the country. Now, again, the way Andy and Barney react to being told they have the lowest crime rate in the country is typical differences between Andy and Barney. Now, Andy's all modest. We didn't do anything. We're just doing our job. It's really the people of Mayberry who've made it this way. And, of course, Barney's just like, oh, no. We did this. And he doesn't say it in these direct terms, but Barney wants to take the credit for all of it. And so, again, you're going to see certain throughout this episode how Barney and Andy's reactions to this notoriety is certainly different, and it's a funny contrast. One of the next scenes that I really enjoy is you see Andy sitting in the barber chair and Floyd's cutting his hair, and Andy's talking about fishing, and he's talking about the carp story. Well, the mayor walks in with Ms. Williamson, who has a column in a newspaper, and she hears some of the story, and basically Andy's talking about how he catches the fish and what he does to him, how it strings up the fish and kills the carp, and Miss Williamson just gets exasperated because she thinks Andy's talking about a person. And so, and Mayor Pike and Floyd and Andy know they're talking about a fish, but again, the whole time she thinks she's talking about a person, and she leaves walking out of there, and they just think, oh, that's city folks for you. So again, a very interesting conversation that happens there. Also, you see Andy fussing again. He doesn't want any fuss made over the fact they've won this, and then it quickly cuts to a scene with Barney saying he wants a big medal. So he doesn't want any diamonds, but he does want a big medal. And then a few minutes later, we have this Barney goes busted into the courthouse to Andy, and he said, here's a song that I found. And so
Andy and Barney were lawmen, bravest you ever did see. Warned every crook in the record book to stay out of Mayberry. They were the law.
Yes, they were the law.
And they didn't know fear.
Wait a minute, Andy. It gets better in the second verse. Listen to this. A pretty boy Floyd come a-riding, Dillinger too big as life. They weren't alone, there was Al Capone, and in back of Mac the night they rode along.
Another thing I want you to notice about the episode here is that notice Floyd's tie. Floyd doesn't have his top collar button. His tie's loose around the neck. The knot's loose. And again, I think that's a indication of the kind of person Floyd is. Floyd's not a, you know, straight talking guy. He doesn't finish sentences. You get the sense that he never finished buttoning his shirt or tightening his tie. And I think that all plays into the character of Floyd. Later on, you see visitors, and Andy gets upset over this. Floyd brings visitors and charges them to see the courthouse, and you know, Barney sort of takes over in this part of the episode and gives a tour, and while he's doing this, this is hilarious. Otis walks in, and of course he's had a snoot full, as they would say in Mayberry, and he locks himself up in the jail, and Barney, just my explanation about this is that the prisoners are so threatened by Andy and Barney that they actually know they're going to get caught, so they lock themselves up in the jail. Again, the writing of this show is just unbelievable. Well, getting back a little bit more to the story, what we find out is that Joe Layton, who's the news photographer supposedly from Intercontinental News, who's actually teaming up with the supposed special FBI agent Fred Jenkins, they're really con men who are planning to rob the Mayberry Bank. And so what happens is the town sets up this celebration where they're going to basically honor Andy and Barney, and what they plan on robbing the bank during this celebration. So what you see is they cut to a scene where supposedly special agent Fred Jenkins is giving a speech about crime, and you know, talking about having the two men who keep the town crime free. And while this is going on, Andy notices that the photographer sneaks out. And in the meantime, you know, the photographer had earlier taken a picture of Andy and the FBI agent. We're going to see why that's crucial to the story a little bit later. So as the person is giving the speech, the Andy Griffith Show cuts to the part where it shows the photographer cracking a safe. And, you know, you've seen this on television many times. He's using his fingertips, and he's trying to find the combination. And he works on it and works on it. He finally gets in, and when he opens up the safe and sneaks in, he turns around. There's Andy sitting there waiting for him with a pair of handcuffs. And the con man's just like, what in the world is going on? Well, what happened was that they had lost the combination. And Andy has a funny line here. He says, well, you did in 15 minutes. Well, we hadn't been able to do it in 15 years. And the con man says, what? He says, you've been able to open the safe? He said, that's why we had to cut this back door. So Andy had actually just opened the back door, got in the safe, and was waiting on him. And so, again, Andy solves the crime. And again, when we get near the end of the episode here, Andy's trying to make Barney feel better because Barney got, you know, fooled by all the con men. And, you know, Andy here tells that when earlier in the show where his picture was taken with the FBI agent, he knew right away that there was something going on because FBI agents don't allow their pictures to be taken. So, again, Andy using his smarts, and it's not only smart to figure it out, but Andy using his smarts not to give away that he's figuring it out to the con man. So again, that's part of the great detective work that Andy Griffith does. While Barney's sitting there being upset with himself, another group of people comes in, and then you see Barney starting to give a tour of the jail, and Andy, they give one camera cut over to Andy, and Andy's got that big smile on his face. And I tell you, Andy Griffith had one of the greatest smiles on that show. You can't help but smile when you see Andy, and that smile basically says he's just happy to see Barney happy. Well, you know, they cut away for a commercial at this point. Then they come back, and you see Barney at the typewriter, and he's singing out loud a song. And this is, I love the ends of the shows when they do this, or even in any time of the show. While Barney's singing this song, Andy sneaks in behind him and starts joining in. But I'm not going to spoil this for you, but the next time you watch this episode, you've got to listen to the part of the song that Andy supposedly makes up off the cuff. It is absolutely hilarious, and every time I watch this, I cry, I laugh so hard. So again, make sure you listen at the very last part of the episode when Barney's on the typewriter and singing a song basically that he's wrote about himself. Andy comes in and he adds a couple of lines to it, and it's absolutely great. This is another funny episode, Crime Free Mayberry, where basically Andy solves the problems. Barney gets suckered in, as he does, but you know, again, Mayberry peace is restored as usual. Well, the trivia question, you have to be paying attention and see if you know this one. When they were talking about getting the medals made, and of course Andy didn't want one, but of course Barney wanted a big medal, Barney said he didn't want diamonds, but he did say he wanted something on the medal. He said he wanted his birthstone. So that's the trivia question. What is Barney's birthstone, according to this episode? Again, for the trivia question, what is Barney's birthstone? If you'd like to take a guess at Barney's birthstone, please email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to burkonmayberry.com and you can look up this particular episode, Crime Free Mayberry, and in parentheses you'll see the answer to that trivia question. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at that email address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burk on Mayberry.